This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number allowing you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. If you like, you'll sound better than if you're on the phones, and best way to get on with us is the Discord on-air call-in line room. It is at discord.lrn.fm, and there's a bunch of different chat rooms there where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as well as some of the hosts of the show. It's totally free, so check that out at discord.lrn.fm. So, again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. In the news, there's a story that actually I wanted to cover a couple of weeks ago that we just never got around to. And it was on 420. And Johnson, by the way, joining me.
Hello.
I'm Johnson. And I'm Ian. I think Mark's going down to Washington, D.C. for some kind of conference.
Ew.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go there unless I got paid a lot of money to go to D.C. But anyway, this actually story kind of comes out of D.C., where the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was going to introduce legislation, and presumably he did this because this was written back, you know, a couple weeks ago, to decriminalize marijuana on the federal level, which would be an amazing first.
Yeah.
Adding a high-profile advocate into the effort to decriminalize, legalize, and normalize marijuana use in America.
Given the current administration, it seems like a far-fetched idea.
Well, who knows?
You're right.
I mean, things are starting to change.
Right.
And even the Republicans are going to have to admit that at some point, right? And there's been a lot of kind of scary talk about, what is it, Jeff Sessions?
The Attorney General, right?
Yeah, Attorney General. That he has been talking tough about ramping up the war on marijuana, but a lot of those headlines seem to be kind of sensationalized, and there hasn't really been, from what I understand, any real fire. Like, a lot of smoke, not a lot of fire.
Right. Not yet, anyway.
Right, not yet. Well, I mean, we're 2 years in, basically.
Yeah, true.
You know, on the Trump administration. So, and we're still seeing more states moving towards legalization. Massachusetts is supposed to be swinging the doors open on their recreational stores coming up this summer. I believe July is the target time for that. So, you know, not just Massachusetts, but, of course, Maine and California and Nevada also passed the ballot measure recently. And then also Vermont just this year passed legalization via the legislature, which is the first time that any state has done that. So, again, all these, these firsts are happening. So the proposal would remove marijuana from the list of scheduled substances. For those that don't know, cannabis, marijuana, pot, whatever you want to call it, is listed as a Schedule One substance with the federal government, which means, according to them, that the product that's on Schedule One has no accepted medical use.
Right.
And it's right up there with heroin in Schedule One.
Effectively, what happens if it's removed from the list as being Schedule One, though, in terms of changing legality?
Yeah, does that end the prohibition, or does that just decriminalize it? I don't know. That's an excellent question. But it would go a long way towards allowing the states to legalize it, because one of the biggest objections is, well, it's illegal federally, so we can't do it.
I mean, how many of the laws reference Schedule One substances versus
cannabis itself?
Right. That's what I wonder, too. Like, is it, if it was removed from the Schedule One list, does that, like, then
that may have a
retroactively
cascading effect?
Yeah, right.
It may actually, you're right, because if state law is written to say Schedule One substances are prohibited, Schedule One substances will result in a misdemeanor or felony or whatever it is they say.
And I wonder if even some many state laws are written that way as well.
That's what I'm saying. If state laws say that, then that would essentially legalize cannabis at the state levels in those states, unless they all of a sudden, you know, write statutes specifically prohibiting it.
That would be very difficult in this climate, I think.
It sure would be. Not to say that some states like, say, Utah or whatever wouldn't try it. So as pointed out here, this was a 1970 law. The schedule was that classifies marijuana as dangerous as heroin for legal and regulatory purposes. It would establish funding for women and minority-owned marijuana businesses. That's not a good idea. Require more research on the drug's public health impact and maintain federal authority to regulate commercial advertising similar to existing regulations for tobacco and alcohol. Now, I can't say that anybody on this show is likely a fan of the idea of regulating cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency on
You're
the
right.
brain.
Probably most people on this show are not a fan of regulating cryptocurrency or marijuana.
We talked about cryptocurrency a lot last night, so if you missed that and you want to hear a bunch of crypto talk, go grab last night's episode from freetalklive.com.
Or guns, or freedom of speech, or...
Correct. But the reality is, in order to end prohibition, it's very likely that the politicians are going to have to be thrown the bone of regulation. I don't like it. I don't support it. But it's still better than prohibition. To have a regulated marketplace is better than prohibition, because even the black market has gotten better because of the end of prohibition in these various different states. So in places like Colorado and Washington, where now cannabis has been legal to use for recreational purposes and to sell for a long time, there are still people who are doing it illegally, right? There's still people who are growing marijuana without a permit. There's still people who are selling marijuana without a permit. And there are still police going after those people. So, you know, in my opinion, that needs to end. But unfortunately, it's the process that most states are going to have to go through to end the prohibition. That is to say, there needs to be a regulatory structure in their mind created around it to continue to give the government control over this thing, because they act like marijuana is some sort of devil's weed still, and that even though they're letting people use it, they still need to have complete control over it. And I think that's unfortunate, but it's just that's been the reality. I hope that some state can break that trend. I'd love for it to be New Hampshire, but I'm not unrealistic in believing that that's even a really realistic possibility.
Right.
But wouldn't it be nice if New Hampshire was just like, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and strike this from the statutes. No more regulations. Anybody can grow it. Anybody can sell it. Anybody can, you know, distribute it. Have fun. Because that would be freedom. The freedom to grow a plant. And or sell or use that plant. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what's on your mind. We'll talk more about Schumer and what he had to say about this. You know, why now? Why is this guy all of a sudden jumping on the marijuana bandwagon? He's not the only one. We've seen headlines about, I think it was like John Boehner or whatever his name is, apparently joining some board of marijuana company. And this was like a drug hawk warmonger.
Right.
So let's go to Matthew. He's in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, just bouncing off the show that I heard yesterday, you had an amp who was upset that you don't bash Roger Ver and Bitcoin Cash all the time.
Or at all.
And another one?
Yes, this is now like the third amplifier who has quit the show, quit supporting the show because we don't hate Roger Ver and hate Bitcoin Cash. Basically, you know, that sums up a 3-hour long discussion we had yesterday.
So I'm surprised. I mean, what is it with these Bitcoin Core people not understanding freedom? I guess they're not
boycott.
They're not really into cryptocurrency. They're into like losing money. I mean, is that like?
Well, I mean, they're not losing money. Go ahead, Matthew.
What it is they're like conservatives. They're into their version of freedom. And,
yeah, maybe.
You know, I would totally amp the show if I had the extra money, even though I disagree with you all about, you know, between 50 to 60% of the time, because y'all do an excellent show and you bring up important ideas and you force me to think.
Well, I appreciate that, and no one has ever had to agree with us 100% to amp the show. In fact, it's impossible, because between Johnson and I, we have disagreements. Right. Between Mark and I, we have disagreements. So somebody supporting the show is just supporting the platform with the general message of freedom that we've put out, because between just the show hosts, we have disagreements.
I mean, I have a disagreement with you right now about saying that they're not into losing money. And my guess would be that people who think like that are short-sighted and therefore are going to have problems investing in the long term.
Sure, but I mean, in the short short, long term, Bitcoin's done very fine.
Sure,
for them,
in right? the short term,
they're yeah. doing just fine.
In the short term, but I'm guessing in the long term, they're either be coming back around to Bitcoin Cash or, you know, having a rude awakening.
Well, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't pick
or
a winner.
Different crypto.
I don't know if it's going to be Bitcoin Cash. I don't know if it's going to be Dash or something we haven't even seen yet that's going to unseat
some kind of privacy coin.
So, well, Matthew, if you got more, hang on. We can bring it back here. More with Matthew. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Weed and crypto, or whatever's on your mind. Free
What's
talk
more
live.
Profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placement. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Mother's Day sneaks up and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly of green onions. That tells Mom you don't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books Farms, delivered straight to your mom so they'll last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh-cut flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here. Whether you want to talk about whatever we're discussing or whatever's on your mind, it's completely up to you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Also, Discord. On-air call-in line room is available to you at discord.lrn.fm. Mother's Day is coming up fast, and you can still go to Bouqs.com, B-O-U-Q-S. That's short for bouquets, to get your mom some beautiful flowers for her big day. So go over to Bouqs.com. You can use code FTL to get 15% off their incredible selection from farms around the world, actually, including some on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous your mom will post pictures of them and brag about you. Bouqs also cuts out the middlemen, and you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price for your mom. Show her how much you care and send her artisan design flowers from the Bouqs. Order today and get that 15% off when you use code FTL at Bouqs.com. That's code FTL, Bouqs.com. As we continue here, Ian and Johnson in the studio. We got Matthew on the line with us in Louisiana. You're calling in reference to the show that we did yesterday, which was exhaustively detailed on some of the Free Talk Live amplifiers, some of them longtime amplifiers who have quit amping the show. And it's no more than like two or three, but you know, it's still worth talking about because of the reason why. And their reason why is basically because we won't join in the war against Bitcoin Cash. Go ahead with your thoughts, Matthew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an NRA member, and I don't always approve of everything the NRA does or says, but I recognize that from a Second Amendment point of view, they're the big 800 gorilla in the room. And politicians respect the numbers that we bring. I don't know what they currently are, but I'm willing to bet you they're north of 5 million.
And that, well, they're the big gorilla, if I may. They're the big gorilla in the room, but that's just because they've got more funding than the other gun organizations. They are not the most principled pro-gun gun freedom organization.
And the Second Amendment Foundation is much more principled than they are. But,
yeah,
you know, you can't have everything. And the Second Amendment Foundation, if I had the extra money, I would donate to them or become a member of their organization. But I've got a limited amount of resources.
I've also heard good things about Gun Owners of America and Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I've heard good things about them as well.
Those are, what, one is a very good organization. The other one is just a chance for Larry Pratt to mouth off on Alex Jones' show.
All right. Well, go ahead with the point you were trying to make there.
But it's still, the work of carrying forth the message of freedom, I think, is a little bit more important than a slight disagreement about, you know, Roger Ver. And it really does sound like he really is the Bitcoin Jesus, because it sounds like a bunch of Bitcoin core people are fixing to turn him over to the Romans to be crucified.
Right, yeah, put Roger Ver up on the Bitcoin cross and pound some nails into his hands. Yeah, that's a great analogy, really. Because for listeners that don't know, Roger was and is, you know, one of the biggest proponents of Bitcoin. He found Bitcoin by listening to Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. He heard us talking about it back in like 2011, and he was a very successful business person. He had was running a company called Memory Dealers that was a manufacturer of computer RAM, like wholesale level kind of computer RAM manufacturer. And he was actually already advertising with our show at the time. And so he was a listener of Free Talk Live. And that's how he found Bitcoin. He put a significant amount of money in to purchase a bunch of it back then. And then subsequently took a bunch of that Bitcoin and invested it into various different Bitcoin-related companies, like blockchain.info, as I understand, a bunch of early investors, you know, in those companies. One of them was Roger Ver, and you know, then he spent all kinds of his own money going out there and creating different things to promote Bitcoin with, and doing interviews, and you know, buying advertising here on Free Talk Live to promote Bitcoin. I mean, he was a linchpin in the world of Bitcoin. So no wonder they're so angry about him jumping ship and, you know, siding with Bitcoin Cash. I agree with you, Matthew. I mean, to me, this all seems very, very petty, this war. And the pettiness, by the way, does come from supporters on both sides of the Bitcoin Core versus Bitcoin Cash debate. But it's just such a big waste of time.
I don't know. I don't really care.
Here's a cautionary note.
Yeah.
Be careful of who you nail to crosses they might become the leaders of the next movement that crushes you.
Mm.
See that. Ciao.
Hey, Matthew, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from
you. Bella.
What were you going to say there?
I was going to say that it's just like I don't really care, you know, in terms of Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. I just look at, you know, what I've seen, again, Roger over the years and his advocacy for freedom and things that are open. And his, you know, people are saying he wants a centralized platform when all I've ever heard him advocate for is general decentralization. And I know what's going on with Bitcoin and Bitcoin Core, you know, and Blockstream and, it, you know. To pretend that that's somehow more decentralized to me seems ridiculous. And then also to look at hey, if you want to go and buy, for example, a soda with Bitcoin, you're going to pay the average, what, 150, 160 fee now?
What is the
fee?
Right? I think
the average fee right now is $1.50.
Okay.
Or something like that.
I spent like 40 cents on a recent transaction, but I don't know if that's the
whatever.
Average.
Whatever. It's not lower than a credit card. It doesn't make sense. If
right.
It's not lower than credit card fees, it doesn't make sense, folks.
Right. It's,
it makes it
admit,
stupid.
They'll admit that Bitcoin is not a currency.
Yeah.
Anymore. The Bitcoin Core, BTC, is not a currency, and that's not the way it was originally designed. It was designed to be something you could buy a cup of coffee with, and
right.
The fact that people aren't willing to use it as a currency is proof of that. Like,
right.
You cannot go to a merchant in town here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is one of the highest Bitcoin accepting or cryptocurrency accepting businesses per capita anywhere on the planet. And ask the business owners how many people are paying with Bitcoin.
Like
they're
trading,
gonna tell you nobody.
It's like trading stock against a company that doesn't exist and has competition that does exactly the same thing as that company. Right? If you're going to trade Bitcoin, right, like a stock, right, rather than a currency or a commodity, which it really isn't necessarily a commodity. It would kind of be somewhere between a commodity and a stock, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same as like a stock for something that doesn't exist, because it is essentially Bitcoin is in a way fiat, right?
Sure.
There's nothing backing it.
Someone wrote some words
other than math,
yeah,
right?
It's a program.
So it's a fiction. If you know you're saying if you're going to say, well, the benefits of Bitcoin are the technology. Well, that's not limited to Bitcoin.
Sure,
every other crypto has. So if you're going to base it on the merits of the crypto, there might be a better crypto. So all your investment in Bitcoin might vanish when people figure it out. And that's really what's going on, is people are figuring out which crypto has the better technology.
Right. All the while, you've got these internet people arguing with one another. Hey, it may not be Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. It may be one of these
other ones. It might be Pipercoin.
Did you see that show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so Silicon Valley was this week. The episode
that was a huge spoiler
that aired was fantastic. I mean, anybody that reads the show description or whatever is going to know what they were doing in that show. But,
yeah.
Man, it was so pro crypto. Guilfoyle, one of the show characters, the things he said on this program were fantastic. It was just so great. If you haven't watched Silicon Valley ever, you probably should go ahead and get caught up. But this recent episode was amazing. By the way, next block fee on Bitcoin right now is 58 cents. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. Toll free at 855-453. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, more specifically Bitcoin Cash, but they do a comparison between Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core there. But Bitcoin.com's got a lot more than that, though. It's got news information over at news.bitcoin.com, and it also has a mining pool where you can mine BTC or BCH over at pool.bitcoin.com. So check that out when you get a chance. Head on over there. And one of the things that just one more addition to that discussion we were just having, then we'll get back to cannabis legalization, but Roger Ver's never told us what to say. He's never told us which opinions to have. In fact, the hosts of the show have different opinions. Chris Reitman, who's our Thursday night co-host, he's a big BTC fan. He's experimenting with the Lightning Network. So, like,
I haven't spoken to Roger Ver since I talked to him about Bitcoin in 2012.
What, at Porkfest?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was back when he was, what, handing out those Cassatius coins?
And I have one. And it is an error coin.
Which means it's worth even more.
Yeah.
So Roger never told you what to say about Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or which opinions to hold. He is a sponsor of this show, but he's never told us which opinions to hold.
And that Arrowcoin, by the way, has both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash.
It does, and Bitcoin Gold and all the other Bitcoins.
Yeah, all the other.
On it, however, 60 or 70 or something like that, or dozens of these things that they have now. And I don't agree with Roger's opinion. Roger says one of the things that one of these boycotters sent me today, because I heard from another one of them late last night after we were done with our show. There was a guy who sent me a message, Johnson, former Amplifier, saying he doesn't listen to the show, but he noticed we were talking about Bitcoin.
Okay.
He sends me a note last night after the show is over saying he heard that we were talking. He noticed we were talking about Bitcoin, but he doesn't listen to the show. And then he wanted to let us know that he is also a former Amplifier who quit because we support Bitcoin Cash. Like, well, okay. If you don't listen to the show, how did you know we were talking about Bitcoin? Well, either way, it's nice that you're still reading our show descriptions, even if you don't listen to the show or whatever. So
I have a bot that texts me anytime the word Bitcoin is mentioned anywhere on the internet. And if the word cash follows it,
then I attack.
Then it sends an extra special alert.
Right. So Roger's never told us what to say. No Bitcoin Cash supporter, no Dash supporter, no Monero supporter has ever pulled their support from Free Talk Live saying, well, you like this other, you accept this other crypto, or you or your friends with Roger Ver, we're pulling out. Only the Bitcoin Core, only the BTC supporters have ever done anything like this. And it just seems, you know,
we can't have you speaking openly about a topic that we disagree with.
It's crazy. So anyway, Bitcoin.com, they're a sponsor, but they don't tell us what to say. We all have our own opinions about cryptocurrency. Go check them out. All right, so we started out the show tonight with NPR actually reporting on the new legislation from Chuck Schumer, who, you know, nobody here is a big fan of in general. This is a big government character in most ways. And in fact, his proposal to decriminalize cannabis even includes government funding for women and minority-owned marijuana businesses. So, you know, I oppose that, not because I'm opposed to women or minorities, but because I'm opposed to government funding for business. I'm opposed to welfare across the board, whether it be corporate welfare or individual welfare. Again, you can support people who you want to support voluntarily by doing business with them. Or by, you know, giving them a donation if they're doing something that you like. And if we're doing something you like, by the way, you can amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. But anyway, back to the story here. Schumer told Vice News tonight on HBO in a recent interview where he previewed the bill, quote, if smoking marijuana doesn't hurt anybody else, why shouldn't we allow people to do it and not make it criminal? Yeah, it's a great question. Although some people are going to argue that marijuana does hurt other people, that when you smoke marijuana, you become a loser, and so therefore you're hurting your friends and you're hurting your business where you work and you're hurting your family members. It's a pretty tough argument to make, especially when you can give plenty of examples of productive marijuana users who, you know, are getting their jobs done and doing a great job of it. And then, you know, maybe coming home to smoke a joint rather than grab a six-pack of beer after work. The move by Schumer came on 420, the unofficial holiday celebrating marijuana use and culture. And Schumer's support is the latest indicator of the green wave affecting American politics, with growing support across the political spectrum to change the way the federal government sees marijuana.
It's called what it really is. It's not a wave. It's a bandwagon.
Indeed. And
the green bandwagon upon which the politicians will jump if they know what's good for them.
Well, they like to act like they've been out in front of it the whole time.
Oh, of course.
Right? Senate Majority Leader...
They've been smoking all the weed. They're all really just big stoners, and they've been hiding it from us really, really expertly.
Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky took a baby step in that direction last week by introducing legislation to permanently decriminalize hemp, a non-psychoactive byproduct of cannabis that has been a boom for Kentucky farmers in recent years. So some states have decriminalized hemp, others haven't. But to do it at the federal level would be a great thing.
I think that we will see soon politicians wearing sport coats and blazers made from hemp.
Or maybe they'll start getting dreadlocks. And
some of those like necklaces with the beads.
The reversals are fueled by a growing number of states that are successfully experimenting with changing marijuana laws and enjoying the revenue they're bringing in to help their cash-strapped states. Colorado, as you know, voted to legalize the drug for recreational use in 2012. Hard to believe it's already been, you know, more than half a decade since then. And there's essentially no lingering political dispute anymore about its merits from either party there. Senator Cory Gardner from Colorado waged a battle against the Trump administration this year. And he's a Republican, by the way, this Cory Gardner, after Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded an Obama-era memorandum that advised federal law enforcement to deprioritize marijuana for prosecution. Gardner held up Trump's nominees for the Justice Department until he received a personal assurance from the president that this administration would not crack down on states that have legalized marijuana. Now, it's interesting. I didn't realize that, you know, was going on. I mean, we, like I said earlier, we'd heard all the reports about Jeff Sessions supposedly going to be cracking down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe this explains why that didn't happen, because this guy held up Trump's nominees for the Justice Department from being approved until Trump told him, we're going to leave pot alone in the states that have decriminalized it. Gardner's also drafting bipartisan legislation that would make it clear that states have the right to determine their own marijuana laws without federal interference. So you've already got three really good pieces of legislation being introduced across political boundaries here, Johnson, because you had been skeptical that the Republicans being in charge of the American state at this point were going to let this fly. The first one is this Chuck Schumer legislation to remove marijuana from the federal drug schedule. The second one is the legislation from John Boehner, who is going to possibly legalize hemp. And then the third one is this this other character, Cory Gardner, who is drafting bipartisan legislation that will allow states to be doing their own thing with marijuana. Across the aisle, liberal lawmakers are likewise flocking to co-sponsor bills to roll back marijuana restrictions, so there's more. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders recently, who is still an independent, even though he caucuses with the Democrats, became a co-sponsor of Senator Cory Booker's bill. He's a Democratic senator from New York, to legalize marijuana and let people convicted in the past of marijuana possession.
I only buy the dankest weed, the top 1%.
He would allow people convicted of marijuana possession to get their criminal records expunged. And by the way, that's something that's happening here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that bill sits, but there is a bill being heard by the New Hampshire legislature, and I believe it was passed by the House. I think it's in front of the Senate right now, that would allow anybody convicted of marijuana possession to have their record annulled if it was less than 3/4 of an ounce. Because, again, they've decriminalized less than 3/4 of an ounce possession, so they're talking about letting people strike those things.
What if there are, like, multiple charges?
That's a good question. I haven't read the bill itself, Johnson, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, sure.
Regardless, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, on the way here tonight, Obamacare. I thought they got rid of that. I thought I heard they got rid of it, but apparently they haven't gotten rid of the whole thing.
Yeah,
because there's some restaurant regulations that are going to go into effect. And, Johnson, you'll be telling us about that on the way here. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. And I want you to know about liberty.menu. If you are a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you really ought to be over at liberty.menu, and you should be listing the things that you do there. So if you've got a business, or maybe you're a digital media creator, or perhaps you've got an event that you want to promote to other liberty-minded people, liberty.menu is that guidebook for you. It is a place, it's basically a libertarian business directory, but again, it also includes digital content, events, and more. Go over to liberty.menu. It's free to use, it's free to list, it's free to explore, and it's a great site. It looks good, and it's easy to use. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge out of it. That's Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Ian and Johnson in the studio tonight, we're sharing the surprising number of various different legislation, pieces of legislation in the District of Columbia in Washington, where Republicans and Democrats are putting forward some pretty serious proposals to either decriminalize or legalize cannabis at the federal level. And of course, it wouldn't allow every state to just start selling marijuana, but if these things were to go through, it would mean the federal government would no longer have a say whatsoever. They would be leaving all of the states alone to decide their own cannabis policies. And so we've been talking about these different things courtesy of NPR.
where they also share that 30 states in the District of Columbia have already passed laws legalizing marijuana in some form, such as for medical use. 9 of those states and D.C. have gone a step further to legalize the drug for purely recreational purposes. Marijuana is also making healthcare advances this week, as the Associated Press reported that a group of U.S. health experts on Thursday endorsed the use of a medicine made from the marijuana plant to treat seizures in children. I think that's an important thing to point out here, because some people have said, oh my God, we can't allow children to have cannabis, because, again, there's still a certain perspective out there that marijuana is the devil's weed, it's evil, it's going to corrupt your kids, it's going to corrupt adults, it's going to destroy things, we've got to have the government to control this thing. And so those kinds of people have been pushing back against medical marijuana, saying, well, you can have it for adults, but you can't give kids marijuana. Well, it stops their seizures.
Right.
Don't you want them to not have seizures? This works.
It's going to slow their mental development in a way that seizures will help.
Right. Because a seizure, when, you know, you're driving your car or whatever, you know, having a seizure and then having a car crash, that's not going to help. You know, that's going to help your mental development if you take a fall after you have a seizure and crack your head open on the pavement. Yeah, that's going to help your mental development.
You're not generally a child, though, if you're driving.
No, but I meant later on.
For sure.
You know, anybody can take a fall after a seizure.
That's true.
Right? Or during one. So if the Food and Drug Administration follows the group's recommendation, it would become the first drug derived from the cannabis plant to win federal approval in the country. The culture shift is also changing the way people celebrate 420. Revelers are trading in secret parties and furtive passes for public celebrations. And, of course, we did the 420 here in New Hampshire, where, by the way, we've had public marijuana smokeouts here for close to a decade. I believe this was the 9th year in a row that it happened. It started back in 2010 on the Concord, New Hampshire State House steps, and it continued this year. I actually have just finished putting out all the videos from that particular event. There were, you know, various different speakers that spoke. In fact, I never got around to doing it last year, so I had all the video from 2017, and it was just one of those things where I put it on the back burner and then just never took it off the back burner for an entire year. So this year I took some of the same people who spoke in both years, and I kind of sandwiched both of their speeches together. So you get to see all the speeches from 2018 and most of the speeches from 2017. And I just think that it's so great being here in New Hampshire. I just want to add this in here for anybody that's out there who has been listening to us talking about how there's this freedom migration going on here, which is the reason why, Johnson, you and I are here in New Hampshire, and the reason why thousands of liberty-minded people have migrated here from not just around the United States but around the world. How many of all the 420 celebrations happening around the country, you know, please speculate, or if you were actually at one of the other 420 celebrations, I want to know, of all the people speaking at the 420 celebrations in other states, how many of them were libertarians? How many of the people who got behind a microphone and had some political thing to say in Colorado or California or Florida or wherever it is these, you know, various different 420s happened, how many of them would describe themselves as libertarians? I don't know, because I weren't at the, you know, I was not at those events, but I can tell you, every single person who spoke at this one would probably describe themselves as some variant of a libertarian. I mean, you had people like me, Garrett Ian, you had Rich Paul, you had Rick Naya, you had all these people, Ginger Rogers. Many of these people either moved here as part of the pro-freedom migration, or they were influenced heavily by the people who moved here by the pro-freedom migration. Rick Naya probably wouldn't have described himself that way in the past, but he talked about liberty in his speech this year, and it was great. So literally, like 100% of the speaking people delivering messages to the audience at the event in New Hampshire, we're coming at it from a pro-liberty perspective. That's how awesome it is here. We have that many libertarians here already, and we can use more. Of course, there's plenty of them scattered about the crowd as well. I would say maybe about a third of the crowd that was there was sort of from the liberty activist community, and the other two-thirds were, we'll describe them as townies, you know, local people who just support ending cannabis prohibition and showed up. So if you want to check those videos out, drop on by the Freekeen YouTube channel. You can see them there. And the final one that I put up, so most of them were speeches, but the final one that I put up was something that happened right as we were pulling up. So the Keen contingent was arriving as this was happening. So I wasn't able to get video, but luckily Garrett Ian, who's one of the bloggers from Free Concord, he got video of this. A state trooper comes down the steps from the state house where it was prior to 420, so it was maybe like, I don't know, 3:30 or something like that, 3:40. He comes down. Of course, people are smoking pot the entire time. Not everybody waits until 420. So he's coming down the steps, and he says something like, anybody smoking marijuana here, you have to leave. Get out now. And some of the more, like, inexperienced attendees, they started to kind of pack up and walk away.
Right, right.
But the majority of the crowd stood their ground, and Rick Naya and Rich got on the microphone, were like, you know, encouraging people to stay. You've got a right to be here. This is public property.
I think it would have been funnier if somebody just got on the microphone and started laughing. That would have been a great response, in my opinion.
Either way, the cop, the state trooper, who's I've seen around the state house, I think he's kind of stationed at that mm-hmm. location. He recognized one of the state representatives, because we actually have state reps out right. at the 420 with
right,
us
right.
and have for years. So one of the Republican state reps came up, shook the guy's hand. There was some words exchanged, but again, I couldn't hear what you can't mm-hmm. hear it on the video. And then the cop turns around and kind of walks back and he tries again, but he's much more defeated this time.
Right.
And he says, if you're smoking marijuana, please leave.
Right.
So he went from you have to leave now to please leave, kind of like Jeb Bush would
raise
the flag. And so he kind of defeated, you know, walks back up into the state house, and we never saw hide nor hair of him again. And that was the only time that I can recall in 9 years mm-hmm. of people openly smoking cannabis when any state cop came down and tried to do anything like that. It's not like they didn't know we were there the previous years. They
right.
sit there and look out the window at us the whole time. But they had never done anything, and it was strange that it was this year that
right.
they decided to come out after decriminalization.
Right.
Now that cannabis is a finable offense and no longer an arrestable offense for less than 3/4 of an ounce for adults in New Hampshire. And I think is it 21 and up or 18 and up? I forget. But you can do your own research on that. But it's, you know, it's great news. We're seeing progress. Obviously, New Hampshire is still behind the ball compared to the rest of the 9 states that have already legalized it. But hopefully we're going to see that shake out, you know, within the next year or two. Because in New Hampshire, the entire state house, including the governor, changes every 2 years. There's an election every 2 years. And so that very same governor who refuses to sign legalization but did sign decrim, so he's a little better than the last one, he's now going to face re-election this fall. And hopefully he will lose to somebody who does support
right.
legalization, somebody who is sane enough to, you know, move ahead with that. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. How does Obamacare affect restaurant menus? Well, you might be finding out soon enough. Johnson, you've got the story about that on the way. Plus, magic mushroom legalization is next. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.